Imagination Agency is a multimedia company I created. It's really a way for me to get out my voice, my creative voice, whether it's film, novel, apps, book, whatever I want to make, because I'm a maker, I always want to make things. So my ultimate goal is to create a story where kids just go on their wildest adventure. All right, so I'm going to show you how, like, I bring an idea to fruition and how I develop it all the way through. So first, it'll start with, like, I always keep a notebook. Like, this one says, hey, AJ, stories, story astronauts with trombones, dinosaurs on the phone. The kitchen's a strange place, as you can tell by the look on my face. So strange, there's already a feast, breakfast being served by creatures and beasts. You know, most of the time, it's like, all these ideas start popping back in my head, like, bam, bam, bam. So, like, if I'm driving, if I'm in traffic, there's a notebook in my lap while I'm driving and writing or doodling or drawing and things like that. So this is the final book. All the books are packaged because I want every kid to feel like they're getting a gift and a gift of imagination. When I play football, I do not think about, like, making characters at all. I only think about football. Like, when I'm at football, it's all about football. Because without football, I wouldn't be able to do a lot of this stuff, let's be honest. That's why there's turf in my office. Like, you know, just to remember where it all started. It started on the gridiron, you know, and it's always going to be that way for me. The better I play, the more stuff I can make. So, like, this is the next book cover that I'm working on. This is, like, a sample of the cover. And it's bedtime, so I wanted to make it like a starry sky at night, and you see Theo hanging by the moon. And I go by created by Marty because I didn't want people to buy the book because Martellus Bennett, not that Martellus Bennett means anything in the art world, but I wanted kids, plus Marty's a lot more trustworthy as a name. Like, kids feel like they could hug a Marty. You know, Martellus is like, I guess it's because I stiff-armed so many people in my lifetime under the name Martellus Bennett that, you know, kids may be afraid of him a bit. The name Martellus Bennett, if someone says it, all you think you could think of is football, not everything else that makes me who I am. So I kind of, I mean, I'm not bipolar, but I kind of created Marty. Well, this is McGuire is like my alter ego character. I think most artists probably have one. And McGuire is mine, and a lot of people are like, well, he's not black. Well, he's Hispanic. Grew up around a lot of Hispanic people. So live it. Looks like everybody who's influenced me, they'll take a part of me, become of who I actually am today. So that's why McGuire is like he is. I think every single character, there's a huge part of me, whether it's something from my childhood or, you know, the way I move, the way I see myself. A lot of it's me recreating myself in different forms, which makes me sound even weirder, but the first character I would do is Jimmy LeBeau, a Frenchman who makes chocolate, but he doesn't really speak French. Do you want chocolate? The tickle dactyl. I'm gonna tickle you. Of course, that's AJ. Crazy kitty written with two K's. Next one with my philosophy of life, it goes like, you know, just like, where do I start? You know, it's like, I have to write a manifesto just for that. But why am I only allowed one dream? Like, what says that if you're a teacher, you can't be in a rock band? Or if you're in a doctor, you can't race Formula One? Like, there's nothing. That's just the bounds of society that they tie them onto us, so we can't become everything that we want to be. They rather limit you to one thing so they can understand you. I think Halloween may be the only day that people really get to truly show who they are. It might be reversed. I'm Martellus Bennett, or Marty, everyone's BFF, and this is what's in my head.